Oh, crap. I just... fucking asshole. I pressed the wrong button. Yeah, we'll just... come in right here.
Holy smokes.
It's a beautiful day at the beach, isn't it, Mike?
It is a beautiful day at the beach.
So nice that without Anderson here, we could go to the beach, you know, get out of the studio for once. He's always like, I don't want to take off my shirt.
Get a little bit of sun.
Yeah.
Does he do that? Does he say, I don't want to take off my shirt?
Yeah, that's why we've never been able to do a beach cast before.
Oh, I don't want to take my shirt off either.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Based on laziness.
Oh.
And stress.
Okay. Hey, what's that? What's washing ashore?
A whale.
No.
Anderson would hate this.
That's my conceit to get into our voicemails.
Oh, nice.
We found a bottle wash ashore full of voicemails from Anderson.
That's an interesting way to let a voicemail, to leave a voicemail for somebody.
It's the modern way to do it.
We should put thumb drives in bottles and cast those overboard somewhere.
I guarantee that's been done before.
Thumb drives?
Yeah, in a bottle.
And then some tribe found it and didn't ate it.
That would be unfortunate if the only people that found it were people that didn't have that technology. You know, some dumb marketing agency has done that as a stunt.
The bottle idea is, when you think of it, is there a cork in the top, or do they seal it better?
No, it doesn't sink.
No, but do they seal it better than just a cork?
I think the classic is a cork. But
do you think there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of bottles on the ocean floor with important notes? Or what somebody thought was important that just sank?
There's probably a fair amount of really sad... It's like the original Craigslist misconnections.
Yeah. That would be so fantastic to somehow be able to retrieve all that stuff.
It always seems like once a year there's like that story of like...
a camera being found?
Or like... some kid in Japan put a note in a bottle and some French kids found it. And then it's like, now they get to go visit that school.
Now no one cares. They found out they didn't really care for each other. Personalities clashed. And it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, you always hear the stories about people who like met their soulmate through like weird things like that.
Yeah.
You never hear the story of like, yeah, I met him. Real fucking asshole.
Yes, he beat the shit out of me, took my wallet.
Worst thing that ever happened to me.
He hit me with the bottle. I wonder what the internet equivalent to casting something in. I guess everything is that, right? Every time you post on Twitter or Facebook,
sort of.
Like a bottle.
Especially when you don't have as many followers as you and I do.
I don't know what that's like. I don't know what it's like talking to an empty room.
So should we set the scene?
We are at the beach.
We're at the beach.
Yep. Don't ask what beach. We don't need anyone showing up here.
Nope. My son is here. Zachary is hanging out with us.
He's covered in slathed in sunscreen.
Well, we figured out the best way to get him to stay in place was just to bury him up to his neck.
Yeah. And it's working.
Yeah. It's great.
There might be a crab burrowing into his rectum as we speak, which thanks to the current state of medical advances, they'll be able to remove that.
Yeah,
no problem.
It'll be fine.
Got
it'll
good
fine.
Insurance. It's
all right. Yeah, a little crabectomy.
Yep.
Ass crabs.
I got to tell you, I don't know who your insurance provider is.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Are we talking about my car? Is this the segue into my...
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. No, I'm talking about your health insurance.
My health insurance is United Healthcare.
Okay, because I switched recently to Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been extraordinary.
Oh, I know. I used to have Kaiser. I loved Kaiser.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
They take care of everything and it's like free.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, it's HMO.
I mean, there's
so
bad news, but I don't want to get into that now until I know it's bad news.
Oh, okay.
But
stay tuned, folks.
Yeah, no, I had some blood tests, and there's a couple of issues.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to die from cancer.
Well,
apparently.
We're all probably going to die.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm probably going to get a lot done in my last days. that's how I'm viewing it.
Like you did before you came here to the
beach. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, once I know that my death might be more coming sooner than I planned, if that's even the case, which I don't, you know, I have no idea right now. The doctor seemed pretty calm, but then again, they're not going to freak out and go, oh, we found some problems with your blood. You need to come in for this and for that.
Right.
I think they're just going to do it calm.
Do you think doctors are trying to keep people alive because they want to keep the money coming in?
I don't think there's... I think that's a conspiracy that like people like my dad believe. You know what I mean? My dad's got some paranoia. Mm-hmm. I do, too. Mm-hmm. I do, too.
It's healthy to have a little bit.
Yeah, so you're not
like
naive.
I have paranoia that you didn't hit record.
Oh, my gosh. Nope, 7 minutes and 13 seconds.
See? But it was a healthy amount.
6 minutes is good. No, but he's got paranoia in regards to money and not letting people put, you know, like hiding money and stuff.
Right.
And making sure no one knows about this and transferring money into gold and hiding that. And It's all, but it's this weird, it's selective paranoia. Because if you're really paranoid, like, he's also super anti-insurance. Why would you waste money on that?
So I don't know.
He wants to hide money because he thinks it's going to get, somebody's going to find a way to steal it. Yet, his, as far as health goes, oh, that's not important.
Right.
Because you'd think if you're super paranoid, the first thing you would do is go, I need to drive. And I'm not saying this in relation to my sister, but I'm saying you would go, I need a, the safest car on the road, right?
Sure.
That would be priority.
Sure. Yeah.
Not someone's going to break into my bank account and steal my money.
Steal my gold bullion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's also much easier to lose when you have a tangible object than it is to not trust the banks.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't trust the banks, but I can't remember where I put that gold. Like, that's a real possibility.
Like, I'm not going to remember where I put Zach in the sand over here.
Oh, we got to. We should put a flag up. Did you bring a flag?
I didn't bring them. I thought you were bringing the flag.
I brought the tent and the old-fashioned bathing suits.
Yeah, and you brought the zinc
the
sunscreen, which
tent.
I thought was weird. You got that nice white streak. The changing tents. From the 19, I brought the 1920s bathing suit, yeah.
What was that? When did that transition from, I'm going to the beach, I'm either going to wear a suit or a wrestling costume?
Into, like, now it's just,
I'm in a thong.
String bikinis,
yeah. And I'm not only that, I'm driving there,
I don't know,
in it.
But good change. I think we could all agree. So, I guess before we get into...
Where is your car right now?
My car is in car heaven.
Totaled?
My car is totaled, yes.
And?
My car that, mind you, I had paid off 5 days before.
Oh!
I had gotten the title in the mail like 2 days after the accident happened. Oh. I was like, that stings a little bit.
That's God's way of telling you.
God's way of telling me to drive faster on the freeway,
and
then I wouldn't have been in the accident.
If you were going 100, you would not have... What happened in the accident?
It's convoluted, but it was a four-car accident. The car... I think a car couldn't decide to get on the 5 North or the 110 North and kind of swerved out of the way of the median and then hit the car next to them. And then that car swerved into me and then a car hit me from behind.
Which lane were you in?
I was in the one lane, so closest to the wall, the exit lanes.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I'd been hit harder, like I easily could have been like pushed on my side. And it's right there by Dodger Stadium where there's a drop under it. So I could have like feasibly if I was hit like by, like imagine if it was a armored truck or something.
Yep.
If this was Fast and Furious, I would have gone off.
Or heat.
Yeah. But instead, my tire just popped and I got giant gouges on the side of my car and then I got rear-ended.
Did what went through your head?
Thankfully, not my airbag, which could have because my Accord had been recalled for some airbag thing that's been killing people and I hadn't gone in and fixed it yet.
Yeah.
So the first thing that went through my head was, thankfully, nothing. And then it was like, oh my God,
But did the airbag deploy?
No, airbags didn't deploy. No.
Where were you going?
Home. It was after work. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it was great. I just called Lauren. I was like, hey, I just had an accident, so I'll be home late. But there's that weird moment of like, I don't know what to do after an accident. Like,
I know,
like, you got to go get people's information and stuff.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there was a tow truck there that saw it happen, so he blocked off all the traffic so that we could cross over
into the other
shoulder.
Did you just clean the stuff out of your car right then? Or
no, I got towed to my in-laws and then talked to State Farm and found out on Wednesday that it was totaled, and then so I had to clean out all my stuff, and they're supposed to come get it, and they're cutting me a check this weekend, and then I've got to
do
gotta
how much
car
the check
shopping
is for?
It's like $7,000, which
that's,
is great.
That's incredible.
No, I know.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's like right in line with a very good condition 2005 Accord should be getting.
That's fantastic. What are you going to do? You going to buy something new?
We're going to get, no, not new, but we're probably going to get like a used CRV, something a little bit bigger for Mr. Man over here.
Good choice.
It'll make coming to the beach a lot easier, right?
Yep. Get the all-wheel drive one then, because we parked on the sand.
Yeah, which is nice. It's just like the car commercials.
Speaking of that, I when I parked, I took some trash out of my car next to your park on the corner there.
At the beach?
No, when I parked to come pick you up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was...
Oh, did you meet the homeless people?
No, it's just like families and stuff. But somebody,
homeless families?
Somebody pulled their car in behind the restroom building. Like, I don't know if they just couldn't find parking and they thought they'll just hide their car.
No.
But I could see this Subaru sticking out from behind that building.
It wasn't like a park car?
No, it was a Subaru Outback. Pretty sure that's not a city car.
I mean, that's tight.
It's pretty good. I like that idea. A long time ago, when my very first car was the best car I'll ever have. Like, as far as attention goes and having a cool car. Like, I will not be able to replicate that. And...
What was it?
It was a...
Was that 55?
55 Cadillac Coupe de Ville with a special from the factory package called the Eldorado package, which
How mad is Anderson right now?
Special grill, and it had special one-piece aluminum wheels, and it had the biggest engine that Cadillac made at the time. It was like the Cadillac sports car, but it really wasn't a sports car, but it had this giant engine, and it was just... It was the coolest... You know, day one, I was embarrassed by it. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. And then day two, I realized this is nonstop attention from everybody, and I thrived on it for some reason.
Right.
Because it was attention from everybody. But I got privileges like you wouldn't believe. From the cops, I could park anywhere I wanted. I parked in the yellow all the time. I never, ever, ever got a ticket.
What, just because people didn't want to put a ticket on a nice car?
And we did a show, a music show in high school, inside of a top security place. I think it was Northrop Grumman.
Yeah.
And they would have like bands come and play for lunch over there and stuff. And we got invited and we had to do security checks and all these clearances. And it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like you had to have a background check. So you had to have your information to them.
And
a week
snuck
before.
In like 12 people in your...
We got there and...
In your trunk.
They allowed me to drive my car into the building, down the hall, onto the patio, which was like in the center, and park it behind where we were playing because they liked my car so much and they thought it was a cool backdrop. And
this is as much to do with your car as it is the, what was this, the 80s?
Yeah, true.
There's also that.
But it was...
By the way, just real quick, I've opened the phone line, so we might just get listener calls, by the way.
How is that possible?
I tweeted out a phone number.
Oh, okay, got it. So I see.
If they call,
but
I'll
answer.
But
the car thing, so you guys are thinking CRV?
Yeah, something like that.
Because... I think the Mazda C5 is another
good
choice.
My dad has that. It's very nice.
Yeah. It's more fun to drive, but the CRV is probably a little more reliable.
Yeah. Plus, no one cares what we're talking about right now, so let's move.
I think they do.
You think so?
People care about everything.
I'm trying to channel a little bit of Anderson, you know, to keep the show going. He'd be really mad about all the car talk right now.
So, like, cuts and bruises, that's it?
On me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get hurt at all.
Emotionally? Have you had any nightmares about it?
No, not a single one. Although,
how happy are you that your son was not in the car?
Very happy. Because when you're in an accident and you have like the car seat in the car, you have to like replace the car seat even if it didn't get like damaged.
I didn't know that.
A whole like insurance thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why you're not supposed to buy used car seats.
It's like a fire extinguisher.
Real quick, the last thing about the accident, it was like being in a Ben-Hur movie, you know, where the chariot like comes alongside the other chariot and like slams into it. That's exactly what it felt like. So should we play one of the voicemails from Anderson?
Hell yeah.
So Anderson, obviously we couldn't all figure out a day to do the show and he could not call us. Actually, he left us a message.
He could have called. It was
he
like
left
$2
a message
bucks
explaining
a minute.
why that's not gonna be the case.
And I know it seems like somebody that has the means to go on an Alaskan vacation, which seems like the thing only rich people do,
would figure it out.
Would pay the $2 a minute.
So let's see, is it this voicemail? Sorry, I haven't really done my research.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, that $2 a minute, he could have.
Call you, it's fine. Long story short, I'm in Juneau right now on the boat, so I haven't even set foot on Alaska soil yet. But the situation on the boat, I'm not for sure. I was just going to get internet service, cough up like $100 the most of it, deal with it, at least have it for a day or two. But nope, they don't have a plan like that. It's by the minute, 75 cents a minute. I don't think I'm ever going to be having internet service on this boat. So Friday is a little bit dicey. I'm going to be at sea on Friday. Actually, I'm going to be in Ketchikan for a minute, but I'm not sure what time you're going to be available. Blah, blah, blah. Mike's idea is that I make some voice memos and send them to him when I do have service and reception. And then you guys can insert me talking about bald eagles fucking was his example.
Okay, so there's that.
That was my example?
Apparently. Is that something you said?
Hold on. I'm just with...
This is the next voice.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. Thank you. Wow, that was... So we're going to be in Glacier Bay tomorrow. Sorry. Hey, Keith. Hey, Ty. Sorry, guys. Jillian showed me something. You know, I collect those maps, the national park maps, and we're going to be, like, hitting Glacier Bay tomorrow, which is a national park, and I've been obsessing about this fucking map and how am I going to get it, and I guess they just delivered one to the room, so that's goddamn sweet. Anyways, and because of the issue with the phones and with AT&T like cutting in on T-Mobile's action, and now I have no service left, and it's all very confusing, so there's no way, I don't think I'll be able to do a show with you, So I'm giving you a couple messages, and I've got one story, real quick one. First day on the boat, you know, we're on our way, like, an inland passage up here out of Vancouver all the way to Alaska, and I got roped into, like, where the gym is. I wanted to see where the gym was, but also they were having this raffle, and it was one of those things where, like, I was, like, in this crowded area, and then, like, once I realized what was going on, it was too late. I would have, like, made a scene if I left. So they're raffling off, like, money for the spa. And they were doing, like, first three were, like, for $50 each, and then they would introduce someone, and it was hell, and I was stuck in there, and I couldn't get out. Like I said, I would have made a scene. I would have had to walk across in front of everyone and out the door. But here's the best part, and here's what made it actually go.
Oh. Anderson's call interrupted by a call from a listener.
Ah.
Should we do it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
He'll love that.
Hello?
Well, hello.
What's happening? Who is this?
This is Martin up here in Canada.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, look at that.
We have another call.
You better pick up the excitement level or else you're going to get dropped for another call.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Other people are calling now.
We only have one line, so whenever people call, we start getting call waiting.
Oh, Fort McMurray fires.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
How close to that are you?
It's not too far. I mean, I can kick animals flaming back into the fire now.
At least you'll be doing some good, being of service.
Yeah. I've been watching close to see if anybody's actually kicking any critters, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, keep your eyes peeled. It's going to happen. I have faith.
All right.
Is that it? Is that what you bring to the program, Martin?
Hey! No, actually, I'm waiting for a t-shirt.
Oh,
okay. Oh, you're bringing business.
I love the program. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Big fan of the Criminal Podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if we need to talk about other shows.
Yeah, we do. Please subscribe to my podcast. I need more subscribers because an internet specialist told me that I need to get more subscribers so that I can get rated.
Yeah, don't be Dr. Drew there, Ty. I led my show to the podcast as well.
Oh, but speaking of, you were very good on Dr. Drew's podcast
thank
the other
you.
Day.
I don't remember it, but thank you.
You're welcome.
I just dwelled on the fact that I used one word over and over and over and over and over.
Was that word dwelled?
No, it was like fantastic. No, it was, I don't remember, but it was something that means like I'm in agreement, and I said it like three times
concur?
In a row. No, and I remember going, don't say that word again, don't say that word again, and then it came up like 10 more times. So I was like, I don't know. You know how the little things, if you overthink something, they eat away you? I'm not going to listen to it. I mean, but
okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, enjoy yourself up in Canada.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Mike, I also started a Twitter account of miscellaneous quotes from your...
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Corona Quotes. At Corona Quotes.
Are there really enough quotes?
Yeah, there's enough. I follow it. It's a good follow.
Oh, there's like a million different ones.
Have I even said a million things?
All the little things that you regret saying as you were saying them.
You know what I regret saying? Almost everything.
Oh, hilarious.
Except that. That's true. I don't regret that.
I figure if somebody doesn't understand the quote and they want to understand it better, they'll have to subscribe and get your podcast.
Good move. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Spreading the
Thanks.
Word.
It's good talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Martin. Cheers.
Okay,
take a photo with that shirt and buy the fires when you get it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, good point.
Get as close as you can to the fire.
Okay. Bye.
And if the coppers stop, you just say, or the Mounties, just say you're doing it for a podcast, and they'll probably know which one. Because of the shirt.
So there, we took a call. Everyone's been complaining about we need to take a live call. We took a live call. So
that was pretty good.
Everyone
but
get off my back.
We missed one.
Yes, one did come in, and we've missed multiple since you got here, because I said we'd be taking calls around two.
Oh, man.
But they left voicemails, but I haven't screened them yet, so I don't really want to play them.
Yeah.
What if it might be a waste of time.
What if they're negative? What if they say horrible racist
kinda
things?
Kind of like these voicemails from Anderson. So when we last left Anderson's voicemail, he was in a cruise ship in the spa trying to win a raffle? Is that what it was?
Yeah, and then something
embarrassing happened, and then we got a phone call. So let's finish this.
Delightful for me and very amusing for me. So they pull like a name out of a hat, and then they call the name, and there was a mentally challenged girl like sitting right next to me, and she would yell out whatever person's name that they like picked, like, and she'd yell out the person's name with like delight and glee, and like for the first 3-4 times that happened, the guy that was like playing, he's like a Russian dude, he's pulling the names out of the hat, he's like the gym instructor, he thought that they actually had a winner. But it was just the mentally challenge check, yelling out the person's name, trying to help out. But like he kept like maybe I'm not doing the story justice, but that maybe the best thing I've seen on the boat. Oh, and there's some bald eagles overhead. Soon thereafter, but I really enjoyed that part. And I'll bitch about crab legs and how it's like a cartel later. I'll call you back later about that. Bye bye.
Wait, did he win?
No.
Oh, I thought she yelled out his name.
No, he just said that she kept repeating the name that the Russian man was yelling out. I'm kind of sad about his cruise to that point, that was the best thing he'd seen on his cruise.
Yeah, he's in Alaska.
Yeah.
And he just throws in, I saw a couple of bald eagles.
Soaring overhead. Hey, pipe down. Were there crabs in your ass?
They're all soaring overhead. You never see a bald eagle struggling to stay afloat.
Or like chilling.
Just depressed, limping.
Are there any cruises where you're just at the ocean like the entire time and you never actually like see
looking
anything?
Looking at land?
Like you just see blue the
I
entire time?
I suspect most cruises you never see anything.
Like that's kind of shitty, right?
Like I think if you wanted to make first of all, I've never been on a cruise. Let me point that out. But I think if you wanted to go on a cruise, the thing to do is to take people out into the ocean, turn off all the lights.
And fuck.
And then just ask everyone, we're going to meditate on the emptiness and the loneliness and how there's no one coming to save us if something happens.
Yep.
And then you'll be more appreciative when the lights come back on, the bar reopens. I'm just saying that's an experience.
Call, do we take
Let's
it?
Let's go, yeah. Okay. Is that their name?
You're on the show.
What's up?
What's happening with you?
Who are you?
Well, just chilling.
Move that closer.
Just chilling. You're going to need to bring more to the program than just chilling, although we do appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right. I'm reporting to you live from the cornfields of Indiana. How about that?
That sounds good.
The cornfields of where?
Indiana.
Oh, not too shabby.
Indiana.
Not too shabby.
What are you doing in the cornfields of Indiana? Are you just standing there with a scythe scaring oh, geez.
What was that? That
was terrifying. This is a horror movie.
Wait, what did you say?
Are you standing around waiting for your dad to come back and play baseball with a bunch of ghosts, or are you standing around with a scythe trying to scare away visitors with your haunted house?
That's the scene from that movie they never showed to the kids. Just standing around.
I'm actually leading an all-white high school team to the state championship.
I don't know if we needed the all-white. Like,
maybe that's the name of the team.
Oh, there's no black people in Hoosiers.
This is getting uncomfortable.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
I don't know. Are
we supposed to cheer for you more because you're all white?
Is that true?
What?
Is that true?
Oh, he's making a Hoosiers reference. Sorry, we're idiots.
Oh, got it. Sorry. I was like, wouldn't that be more of a topic, a relevant topic?
Okay, what are you actually doing out in the cornfield?
I'm not actually in the cornfields. I was just saying that's what Indiana's known for. So.
Oh, okay, that's fair. What about your Jones? Sorry, everyone. Anderson just drove off a road listening to this. So what's up? What is your name, Indiana man?
Alex. I'm actually in the fantasy baseball game.
Oh, is this Alex? Oh, I was almost saying your last name, but I don't know if you want me to put your last name on blast.
Oh, you guys know each other?
Yes, there's a highly elusive, secretive, exclusive After Disaster Fantasy Baseball League. With 16 teams currently battling it out for dominance. And there's been some drama in the league. I'm the commissioner. I've had to...
Drama
like,
meaning...
There's been some arguments and some people have left the league.
Because of you?
No, I don't think expressly because of me.
You're the commissioner?
I'm the commish, baby.
What kind of weird Dungeons and Dragons fantasy?
Trades pissing everybody off.
Yeah, I vetoed a trade and people got mad, but then people half the people supported me. It was very, it's very dramatic. But I'm currently in fifth place.
I think your dog is eating your son.
You mean? Oh yes, my dog's at the beach too. Oh yeah, if you didn't know, we're doing this from the beach. Sorry.
Oh wow, I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's very nice here.
About 50 degrees here in Indiana, which is unnecessary for me. So
that sounds terrible.
Unnecessary? What does that mean?
It means he doesn't like it.
Oh,
like it's uncalled for.
Inconvenient.
Yeah, I mean, it's May. It's supposed to be at least 70 degrees.
Well, it is here. It's like 90 here.
It's like
it's
90.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Oh, it's cooler by the beach.
I know it's kind of chilly, to be honest with you.
That's why you kept your shirt on.
Yep, that's right.
Alex, do you bring a question to the program, or called the number because you saw a number tweeted out?
Yeah, I got the tweet alert, so I was like, I figure I should make my first appearance, you know, dramatic.
Fair.
That's,
what place are you in the fantasy league?
I believe I'm tied for eighth right now.
Oh, you gotta do better than that. Rune has come on strong in our league.
Rune's in the league.
Yeah,
huh?
Rune assumed.
Rune's in the league.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
He took over Jeff Pransky's team, and he's been making a lot of moves, and he's been climbing up the charts. So my dog is eating my child. What's happening?
I don't know. But I hope you don't mind that I touched your baby. It was really bothering me the way his ear was folded.
No,
over.
I didn't mind. I didn't mind that at all. He actually.
Did you see how much it was folded?
No, but he seemed to calm down once you caressed
his
ear.
It was just completely bent around the wrong way. Mm. Hey, I wasn't caressing it. I was unfolding it.
That's fine. You can unfold it, caress it, whatever you need to do. Alex, thank you for calling us from the cornfields. We appreciate it.
Yeah, enjoy that 50-degree chilly
problem.
Weather.
Before we let you go, do you have a open and honest or anything for us? Do you have a well wish to Anderson?
Sounds like we're
desperate. Actually, I'm going to keep with the mediocrity of the show, and I'm not going to give you anything.
Beautiful. Mm. I love it. Thank you. Go go say hello to a corn stalk for us. That's a weird request.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
That onesie was a gift from a listener, correct?
It was, and I can't remember who sent it, and I'm a bad...
I've been thinking about that lately. I've been thinking of... Because at least for my podcast, for the Patreon people, I'm like, everyone will get a postcard, and I bought a bunch of postcards, and I was going to try to stay on top of it, and then I had to announce, if you didn't get a postcard, send me an email, because I know no one got one.
Yeah.
And I got, and probably had like a dozen people send me, and I got most of those out, and then people still send me emails saying I never got my postcard, and I want to ship them, but I don't know how to actually stay on top of it. I think I need to talk to you about how Patreon and all that stuff works, like how we can access, like how do we give people who are subscribers to our podcast on Patreon, how do we give them the free stuff?
I just send them messages or emails. So just
but like, I mean, is there a code or something?
Well, for Gumroad, you give them a link that has a special like promo
like a
code.
Like a bypass
code.
Thing? Okay, that's the one. That's the question I had, because I want to figure out how to give people the Gumroad code.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I couldn't find it on their website. Is it something that's easy to set
it's
up?
It's confusing. I'll show you off air before Anderson kills himself listening back to this.
Why are we concerned with him?
I don't know. That would be a cool way to kill someone by like annoying them so bad on something that you know they're going to listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you have to say?
Oh,
that's cute.
Look at Zach.
Oh, relax, buddy. I was going to say something. I know everyone is going to roll their eyes when I talk about the thumb drives and our 300 episodes, mm-hmm. but I'm almost done going through all the files and like renaming them.
That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
The last... The original server that had our first 144 episodes on it that people were listening to, that has been taken down because of the demise of Loveline. They were on that server. So now they really are gone. So it's a good thing that I have them all. And B, now all your thumb drives are going to be a lot more precious. And there is a way with Libsyn where we can put a bunch of our old things up there.
Is there something I can do to help expedite this?
No, it's just the whole process of finding a place that can... preload all the data on because I don't want to sit here
editing out all the stuff you don't want Zach to hear when he's older.
Yeah, that too. You know, and people who have, if you have subscribed to the level where you're going to get a thumb drive with the episodes, please, you don't have to continue giving us $20 a month. You can bump down to one of the lower amounts if you like. You'll still get the thing as long as you have 1 month where you have processed at 20. And I deeply appreciate your patience. This has been more of a pain in the ass than I thought it would be. These shirts are back up for sale. Another limited run.
Are they the same shirts?
Same shirts. It's a 3-day run so that people can get their shirts sooner and not have to wait around. But all reports so far have been people have been very happy with their shirts.
Good.
They've been tweeting us photos. I got to tell you, the mall grab in like a... There's a blue... The mall grab on blue
looks
so tight. It looks awesome. So
yeah. Have you seen one in person?
I've not seen one in person, but everyone has said they're very like the softer shirt they own.
Oh,
so,
great. I'm going to order one then.
I'm happy. Yeah. So.
That's weird that I'm going to pay for a shirt.
Well, it's like you get some of the profits back.
Kind
of so.
Weird.
Hey, buddy, relax. Where's
Zach.
Your...
he's doing pretty good, actually, considering...
He is doing pretty good. He's sitting here. Drink some of that. So let's see. What else? How long have we been rolling? Do we need another Anderson voicemail? Another message left in a bottle?
We got plenty of time to go.
Okay.
We're at 31 minutes.
Oh, beautiful. This is more than we thought we were going to get.
I wonder...
Hey,
relax. How are we going to get this sand off of this blanket?
You know...
Oh, shake it? Okay.
Yeah, just shake it a lot. Here, buddy. Come on. Relax. Go to sleep.
Are you allowed to have a dog on this beach?
I don't think so. But we brought her anyways.
I want to take Tara's cat for a walk, and I don't
know how
to do it.
Do you think you can take your dog to the beach if you leave them in a cage on the beach?
I don't know. We need to find a dog attorney. Guy, you know how they have the motorcycle guys that just do motorcycles?
I would love to see that commercial. That'd be amazing. What is that? That weird thing where like they ride up on their motorcycle. Yeah. They're like, I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Except I'm rich and you can take your money.
I'll tell you exactly what it is and I'll tell you exactly why it bothers me. One is everybody's trying to find their own spot in this world.
Spot? Was that a dog joke?
No, but I should have been, even though I think that's a name from the 30s or 50s.
Rex.
Those are our dogs, Spot.
Spot, Rex, Max.
I'm Cal Worthington, and this is my dog, Spot, who's really a tiger that I rented.
Those are great commercials.
They were great
Everyone
commercials.
Everyone go YouTube Cal Worthington.
Cal, you know something about Cal Worthington I didn't know is that he was a total womanizer, and he was always out with like these chicks.
That makes him even better.
Yeah.
More like Gal Worthington, am I right?
Here's the problem, the motorcycle attorneys. Okay, you go through law school. You get a law degree. You want to practice law. But how are you going to make yourself stand out? So you pick a specialty. And you decide, I like motorcycles, I'm going to be a motorcycle attorney. You're just doing it for business sake. You're not doing it because that's really your passion.
Right.
Now, people might argue with me and say, that's not true. I know in a field like that, you're doing it because you have to stand out. And you're going, I'm just going to focus on one thing. You're not... No, you know what? I take back everything I said. That was a bad example. Sorry. Is that a call?
It is a call.
Let's do
we
it.
Take it? Okay. What is your name and where are you calling from and what do you bring to the program?
My name is Jessica. I'm calling from Toronto and I just wanted to say I think you guys are awesome.
We're muy popular.
Yeah, we've answered three calls so far live on the show. Hello, Jessica. And two of the three have been from Canada. So the Great White North is represented.
Yep.
Oh, should we be worried that the Great White North is a big fan of our show? It's very on brand for us.
Sorry?
It would be better if they lived here because then they can come to the live shows.
Yeah, I just mean the Great White.
That would be awesome.
You know, well, that's because of snow. White's not a bad word, by the way.
No, I know.
It's weird how of all the colors, white and black are the two that you have to be most careful to say.
Yeah, well, that's because...
I know why, but yeah. I'm just saying it's odd that there's just two colors that we have to be careful when we apply them to
things. Well, if we were all red and green, then red and green would probably be the scary colors to say.
You're right. This big scary red guy was walking towards me.
Wow, that's really mean to Indians. Jessica, what's going on in Toronto right now?
Not too much. Just waiting for the spring weather to hit officially.
How many Celsius is it there?
It's around like 13-ish, I think.
So what is that, 700 degrees in Fahrenheit?
I have no idea. I'm so bad with the Celsius to Fahrenheit, but it's jacket weather. It's not winter jacket, but it's jacket weather.
So it's like 55, 60?
No. 60? Yeah, okay.
People are getting dripped up the wall right now with her total lack of knowledge.
Oh, I know.
So is that 78?
At least
90?
At least she wasn't able to rattle off what it is in Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Like the ignorance is on both sides of the border, which makes it feel better.
Thank God.
Exactly.
Thank God.
Exactly. So it's okay.
So how does Canada feel about the impending President Trump? Are you guys excited about that, or
do you not care?
Well, I don't know if I can speak for all Canadians, but myself, I'm a little afraid for you guys, maybe.
Yeah.
You guys should be more afraid for yourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, and us a little bit, and the world in general, I guess. I mean, it'll be interesting, certainly, to watch.
It will be interesting. I have no doubt.
But I don't know if you want your election to be
I don't like it. I think it's going to make. I think it's just a sign of the times where all havoc is breaking loose and chaos is reigning all over the world. But I knew it. You got to go, Pinky.
Oh, it's so quiet. Oh, sorry. We're playing drops that you can't hear because we don't have our system.
The ocean just
set up
got
well
really
enough.
Loud.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Hold on. We got to turn down the ocean.
There we go. We got a little.
The
too
microphone
close to the water.
That we have picking up the ocean just fell
we're
off
at the
stand.
We're at the beach right now.
Oh, so jealous.
Here's the thing about. I don't want to talk politics. I certainly have no knowledge of politics, and I have a friend who's very liberal. She's an actress, and she just flat out refuses to acknowledge that this is even a possibility. She's like, it just will not happen. It will not happen. But unfortunately for her, her perspective is based around all of her actor friends in Hollywood, which is super liberal, and they all just refuse to acknowledge that this is even a possibility. But the fact of the matter is, I think Trump's going to be the president, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I don't think he's going to win, but
I do think he's
going to
win.
It's scary that it's this close.
People go, this is insane, this is not going to happen, but you go, we don't live in the middle of the country reality.
Yeah, but I don't know. Oh, we're getting another call.
Jessica,
do you bring anything else to the program? Do you bring a question?
Well, I did have a question. I left a voicemail yesterday. I found something out about Teddy Roosevelt. I was,
you gotta hold that up there more.
In sleep, was watching Ken Burns' thing, and I just wanted to get your opinion on who's more badass, Teddy Roosevelt or Werner Herzog. Werner, you know, when he got shot during his interview and was like, it's not significant, let's keep going. You know, pretty badass.
Yeah.
Then Teddy Roosevelt, apparently, when he was campaigning on his third campaign, he got shot in Milwaukee, went on to give an hour-long speech, then his aides convinced him to go to the hospital, and turns out the bullet had lodged against one of his ribs, a quarter inch from his heart.
Hmm. I think that's better than Werner.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think if I got shot in the chest, I'm going
to
reprioritize.
Werner was hit by like a BB or like a 22 or something, right? Like that that's not the same.
But if it went into my chest, I'm not going to go, let's go on with this. I'm going to be like, somebody, for God's sakes, take me to the hospital.
Yeah, we've canceled episodes of this podcast.
Yeah, just because we talked about getting shots at the hospital.
Okay. Because, I was like, I think that's pretty badass, so...
Yeah.
That's all.
Or stupid.
Just wanted to share.
Or really dumb.
Yeah, arguably.
Stupid. Yeah, either way,
Most things that are badass could also be stupid. Like, that's pretty badass the way that guy plays with a cobra. And then you're like, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah. I don't need to make my life's work about doing dumb, badass things.
Yeah. I just do it by accident.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't suggesting. I'm just saying,
All right, thanks for the...
Thank you, Fran. Thanks
for the naked selfies, too.
No worries. You can keep those.
I'm clearly out of the loop on this. I'm apparently answering the wrong emails. Thank you for calling, Jessica. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening too.
Take care, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Do you wonder what the audio is going to be like on this podcast when we listen to it back? Because I'm talking to the listener directly into the microphone, which they can't hear at all.
Yeah, but for the listener in the car, they can hear. Who cares? It's fine.
Good point.
Relax.
I am relaxed.
There's a baby crying in the background. We're at the beach.
Yep.
It's amazing there's no one else here at the beach.
You know what? Especially on a Saturday.
In the middle of the day, on one of the first really hot days we've had.
Yep.
Oh, it's nice. You know, no screaming kids running around.
I like it. No pigeons? Haven't heard one bird yet?
I don't think there's pigeons at the beach, usually. Seagulls, right?
Seagulls. Okay. Did you know the pigeons used to be a bird of royalty?
I think I did know that.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah, now they're just...
Now they're just the...
Did you ever see that video of the pelican eating a pigeon alive?
No.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know if what noise is it making?
I don't know. That's why it makes me think it must have been pictures, because I think that's a sound that would have stuck with me.
Yeah, disturbing. I wonder, how do pelicans eat another bird, because they don't have teeth, and they just have that giant bill that they scoop up fish
with? And also, how hungry is that pelican that it's like... You're going in bird.
Yeah, you're going bird on bird. Like, if I'm starving, I'm not going to go for your son. I'll eat the dog first.
Thank you.
Well, before that, I'll walk in the kitchen and look for food in the fridge. Look at how many animals eat other animals whole, and they just swallow them. And imagine, what is that feeling when you're in the stomach of an alligator or a whale as another animal? Like, are you struggling, or does the acid just kill you immediately, or do you suffocate, or what happens?
I mean, yeah, because a lot of the animals, obviously, they eat, like, something once it's dead. Like, the snake will, like, will choke out an elk, deer, and then a gazelle, and then swallow it whole. But, I mean, obviously, sometimes they're alive when they get chomped.
Absolutely.
That's a bad day.
That is, when you're about 6 inches down the snake's throat.
When you realize you're not getting
out
of this.
And you're like, what's happening? Like, maybe that's a good thing that animals don't have this sense of self-realization that humans do. Because we would panic.
Yeah,
we would claw our way out of a lot of situations.
That's why I keep my nails long.
But here's what I'm thinking: is a pelican has that giant beak, so they can scoop up fish, and then they just swallow them whole.
Yeah.
So that pelican's got a goddamn pigeon in its beak.
Pigeon in its beak. I guess I could probably just pull it up.
And then what? The pigeon is probably, like, first of all, confused.
Like, I would say that's definitely not his day-to-day experience, so he's probably a little confused.
Yeah.
His mom never told him to be worried about
Zach went to sleep.
Oh, there's a video.
Or else...
Oh my god, there's multiple videos!
Is it disturbing?
Or maybe... Oh, okay, let's watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to watch this. Oh, it's on the news? That's a pit.
That's a pelican. There he goes.
Oh my god!
There he goes. Oh, like so casual. And there's just an angry duck that chases them away.
Look at her smiling.
She didn't
the
think that very
smiling,
well. I think
she
liked
goes,
it.
That's terrible.
She liked it.
Oh, she's smiling.
Dude, look. Here's another one.
Okay, that was horrible. That was traumatic.
Oh. It's like shaking around in its giant jowls. Like a succulent Chinese meal?
That bird could probably pierce its way out if it knew what was happening.
Oh my god. This one's worse. That's got to be like a pterodactyl, right? Pterodactyls had to become... Oh
that's
god.
Horrible. Is it killing it? Is that what's happening?
It
like
sure
it's shaking
seems like,
its head to kill it?
Do you think he's like... Is he hungry or is he just like, fuck this pigeon? Tony, right.
Look at the wing is just hanging. Oh god, this is disgusting. Oh my god, I'm just thinking about that pigeon. It might get out.
No, it's not getting out. The video is called Swallowed Whole by a Pelican.
Yeah, but look at how close it is to getting out.
Oh my god.
Down its throat.
Oh, it's now out of the large throat. It's
god.
Just in like where the
it's
Adam's apple
throat.
Would be.
You know what it would be great is if that pelican dies now because it can't breathe.
I mean, that would be karma.
Oh, fuck that pelican.
And you know he's going to go back now and go barf it up into his kids.
Well, that's not too shabby.
Maybe. Or maybe he's just going to eat it.
It's gone. Oh, no. There it is. Not gone. Oh, no. I'm just...
Oh, he's on the water. It's... Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is terrible. This is way worse than the other one.
I learned something new today. I didn't know this was even a possibility. I did not know that a pelican...
Oh, he's getting some water.
Oh, needs some water to wash
he's
it down.
He's washing it down.
It's still in there, wiggling.
Oh, it's like when you eat... It's like when those... It's like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest when they start chugging down water to get the...
Okay, this is shaking me. This is not pleasant to see that flappy chin skin knowing there's a full-size bird in there and this other bird's trying to get it down a throat that's like 2 inches in diameter.
It's a good thing I brought my laptop and internet to the beach.
You know what's crazy about this?
That 1.2 million people have also watched this video.
Look at that bird is still in his mouth. Oh, he's drowning
it. Oh, he's drowning
it. Oh, God.
He's totally drowning it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you think it's a bad day when you're eating alive until you're still alive. And
look at that. He's trying to get it down. What happens once it gets into his stomach? Does it just die then?
I don't know. A little jump cut right there.
The guy running the video is probably like got bored and then came back to it. I want to see like 50 other ducks or whatever that is. Pigeon is swallowed whole by a pelican. Yeah, you're right.
Should we take this call?
Yes.
Okay.
We should take all the calls. I got to get one of those Google numbers.
Hey, you're on the After Tester. We're watching a pelican swallow a pigeonhole.
Yep.
What do you bring to the program? Wow.
They hung up on us?
I think so.
That was rude.
Mm. Oh.
Maybe they...
They just that description. They're like, I can't be part of this program.
I thought I was calling...
It might have been a pigeon.
What the fuck with Maybe Mark Maron?
It might have been a pigeon calling.
Oh, my God. It's like, I'm
going
to eat you.
Funny.
I'm going to eat you in your sleep. That guy's like,
It's still
it's
not
still
done.
Still not done eating it.
How long is this video?
It was 2 hours. It's like 2 hours. Yeah, I was going to say.
5 minutes. Okay, let's give a head. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's
God.
Tossing it around.
Oh, okay,
God,
you know
this
what?
Is
you
terrible.
Know what? There's so many sharp objects. Well, mostly the beak on the pigeon.
Oh, it's... What's making the noise? Is it the bird?
I don't know. It would be more muffled if it was the bird from inside his throat. But that doesn't it seem like that pigeon's beak could just start piercing through?
It's really little, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably could do some damage inside, but
yeah.
After all this like smashing around and getting drowned in the water...
Wait, did it just come out? Oh, my God! It's still in there. He
threw
sort
it
of,
in the air like making a pizza.
Maybe this is a torturous, evil, sadistic pelican. And
yeah,
I'm going to give him one last glimpse.
Well, we don't actually get to see him like
of the great
swallow.
Outdoors. Look at that one; he's eating a mouse.
That was upsetting.
Okay, now I hate pelicans.
I feel like if I was hungry, I could watch that video and not be hungry anymore. It's like a new diet.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. That is not a great bad idea.
I've had worse ideas. That's for sure.
Me too. We've all had worse ideas. Like I thought. Have you had a chance to use your slingshot?
I have. I shot like a battery.
Yeah.
Down like a hallway. Oh.
Because I was thinking about shooting it at a car that's driving by me.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. That's a bad idea.
I'm thinking about keeping it in my...
Maybe you shoot like marshmallows and you're like the funny guy who shoots marshmallows at cars with your... I wouldn't do like something...
I hit someone in the eye and they swerve off the road and hit a telephone pole.
You're on the After Disaster. What's your name and what do you bring to the program?
Hello? Hi.
I wonder if people like that don't listen to the show or just seeing the tweet with a phone number and are just calling.
That would be odd that they follow that Twitter account.
Well, maybe their friend retweeted it and they're like, what the fuck is this?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen a phone number tweeted and been like, I got to call this baby.
Sometimes I like on celebrities' Instagram accounts because of running the Late Late shows, and the amount of people that leave their phone number in the comments hoping that like Justin Bieber will call them is A, insane, and B, is ripe for the prank calling.
Yeah.
So, don't do that, people.
You should never do that. You're just setting yourself up for...
Unless, what if they're smart and they're doing it like we're doing, where they...
get a Google account number?
They get this sideline app and they get like a second number. They're like, if it gets called, I know it's either... Okay, I'm going to have to block this person.
Is it the same person?
Same person. Yeah. They've already been answered twice and they didn't talk, so you're done. You're done, son.
I wish their name showed up so we could publicly humiliate them. I don't know why I need to seek vengeance for...
I could give out their phone number. Would that be fair?
That would be very not fair, but I think it sounds funny.
Okay, I'm going to send calls to voicemail right now so that we can listen to another Anderson call. Because that's what the people demand. Maybe. I don't know.
How come the waves died down so much?
I can bring them back. I turned them down while we were watching the...
The
Pelican murder.
Nature is not pretty. You know what's not pretty, too? That stuck out in my head, and I don't know why I'm bringing this up.
Oh, wait, real quick. If you would like to call this number in the future, it's 424-282-5155. And there's a special voicemail.
Cool. Anyways. How much space is on that account? Like, how many people can leave voicemails?
No idea.
I just jump right to worried that we're going to fill up.
We're super.
Those seven calls are going to really screw us up. This ties into your car accident, ties into all this shit.
Okay. Bring it home.
Talking to Dr. Drew about living life.
Mm-hmm.
About how there's still problems.
I listened to you talk about living life.
Still ugly. And he goes, that's just living life is ugly.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that brought me some comfort. I'm like, you're right. It is.
Well, I think there's comfort in that, like, when you realize that everyone else is going through the shit.
Well, it's
to varying degrees.
It's not supposed to be squeaky clean and smooth and everything's supposed to work out fine. It's all... You know, there's a perspective you need to have, which is just I got to get through this and move on and not make it my poor perspective and my anger-inducing vitriolic rage. How does that happen?
I don't know. Every time for those...
Okay, I look down. The blanket's not over your son's face. And then I look back and it's covering his head.
Yeah, for those in the room, he keeps putting himself in like a little blanket cave.
Yeah, I wonder why he does that. No, I wonder if he likes it.
There's enough air to breathe, so he should be fine. Yeah,
there's going
to
be enough no matter what.
My job is just to keep him alive whenever Lauren's at work.
You know what?
So far.
I'm telling you.
2 days in a row, I've done it.
I don't... the amount of pressure of keeping a kid alive is... Well, because the sad fact is
we hear about
kids dying.
Sure.
And you're like, I can't even fathom that sadness. Like, I can't even imagine it. And it's not that crazy.
Let alone if it's something that you could have prevented.
Absolutely.
That's way worse. Hey,
that's my best argument for not drinking and driving to people. I'm like, what if you just have one drink and you accidentally run into somebody and there's nothing you could have done, but the fact that you had a beer may have impacted it. And you're like, why would you even want that?
So when I was in my car accident on the freeway.
Yeah. You had like a six pack in you?
Yeah. Not a six pack in me. But the shoulder that I was pulled over on the 110 where by Dodger Stadium, there's this weird pedestrian walkway that runs alongside the freeway. I only ever see homeless people on, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because who else would... It, like, goes underground. Exactly. It's terrifying. Yeah. Like, no one needs to use that. And while I was sitting there, I was the only car that had to be towed. I'm sitting there waiting for the tow truck. And, like, five good Samaritans, quote-unquote, I don't know how good their intentions were, stopped. We're like, you okay? Need us to call anybody? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm just waiting for my tow truck. And this one guy on the bike stopped. He's like just staring at me and looking in the car. And he's like, hey. I was like, yes, hey. He's like, you okay, man? I'm like, yeah. He's like, cool. You fucked up? I was like, no, I'm good. He's like, nah, you're not drunk? I was like, no, I'm not drunk. And in my head, I'm like, I'm so glad there's a fence between us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know what? The way you just said that, my response, I want to go like, hey, go fuck yourself. Mind your own business, asshole.
Yeah. And like, what are you going to do? And if I said arrest? I was fucked up, what is he like? Is he going to be like, I'll take the rap for you. I don't know what was going to happen.
Maybe he was going to shimmy over the fence and rob you if you are fucked up.
Yeah. That's why I was glad that there was a fence. But then he went on his merry way. And then like a girl like who she couldn't have been more than 20 on her bike. And this is like nighttime. This is like 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night on a super scary bridge. Yeah. Oh, Lauren's calling. Should we put the wife on the program?
Hey, so that's your call.
Yeah, she didn't like that last time. Hmm. No, let's just do it.
Maybe just don't tell her.
Hi, honey. You're on the After Disaster.
Why?
Don't tell her we're at the beach.
Because we're recording right now, and I didn't want to have to press stop. What?
This is awkward.
Your time is not worth him pressing stop.
No, it would just be a hassle. But you're on the show. You're on the show with me and Mike and our baby. He's right next to us.
Oh.
Yeah, your voice sounds amazing.
Amazing.
Mm. Are you just saying that for the show?
No. Okay, well, I don't really want to be on the show, so I guess I'll talk to you when I get home.
Okay, are you just calling to let me know you're on your way home?
Yeah.
Okay, I love you and drive safe, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. We'll see what she feels about that later. What if she had called the other number? That
would
have been great.
That would be weird.
That would be weird, because she doesn't listen to the show.
Good thing.
Mm. Okay, let's play an Anderson voicemail real quick.
See what? Hold on. I'm just leaving. Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Wait, we already listened to this one. Sorry.
Who's he telling to hold on to?
It must be Jillian, I would assume.
All right, so I want to get a quick update in here before the ship leaves port. And God knows what could happen with my reception. It's just fucking god awful. But I mentioned to you that it's 75 cents a minute for internet access. I feel like I might have a lawsuit here for the Freedom of Information Act. Isn't there something about that? Like they have to allow you information, and 75 cents a minute seems a little steep. Speaking of steep, if you recall, not to be like bitchy man about town, but when I was, when Jillian and I were in Europe, Italy.
Sounds like the bitchy man around town, to be honest.
Yeah. October. We want to go on a fucking gondola, and they had, like, a union intact where, like, all gondola rides were, like, 120 euro for, like, 30 minutes or some shit like that, right? So same kind of thing's going on up here in Alaska. Don't get me wrong. I love it, and God forbid you lose that.
Orca rides?
I'm doing nothing but bitching, but that's not the case, all right? But I am kind of... These are, like, tips.
Just keep me away from the pelicans.
You know, if you ever come up to Alaska, for the listeners.
If you want to ride on a moose.
Alaskan can travel it. Deadly sketch. My favorite food in the world. I love it. I thought, hey, oh,
they'd
boy,
be going
boy,
on an elastic
Alaska.
Cruise.
I'm going to get myself some Bentley's Catch, fresh, Alaskan King Crab legs. All right, my local Welsh supermarket, $14.95 a pound, thereabouts, maybe $17.95 for the big colossal ones, maybe $19.95, $22.95. Up here, one leg costs $26. Minimum. That's the cheapest of thought. $32 for one fucking leg. It's like 12 ounces. Every place I go to, $26, $29, $30 per leg.
How is that possible?
A fucking racket.
Yeah, you're in the place where they're catching them.
I'll call back and give you some more things. I'm going on a plane that lands on the water in 2 days. I don't know if that's the brightest thing to do for myself and a pregnant lady, but single engine, float plane, holy shit.
Have you ever been in one of those?
No. No, I would coming down at the water would be so scary. Have you done it?
I feel like I'd be way more...
Because it seems softer?
No. Floating seems a lot more likely than... A giant 747 touching down on concrete.
I don't get that one. I don't understand.
Water seems way safer. It's got those giant pontoons.
Yeah,
you have to really screw up to like go in sideways.
But you know,
and even
water,
then, I can just kick out that little window and jump out.
When you hit water at a high rate of speed, it's the same impact as hitting concrete.
Yeah, well, they're not landing at like.
I know, but I'm just talking about like the Thunderboats that used to race in. Oh, they still do in San
Diego.
What's
the impact of hitting concrete at like 600 miles an hour?
When somebody's thrown from a boat doing 160 miles an hour and they hit the water,
it feels great.
It's the same impact as hitting concrete at first. The third or fourth bounce isn't.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's when all your skin is off and you're just a skeleton skidding across the water.
Your head is technically disconnected except for your neck skin holding it on. It seems like if you go to Alaska, every single person that's ever been there takes that plane ride.
I think it's the only way to get to like some places.
Probably, but it's a weird thing thinking he's probably going to get on a plane and land in some glacial bay somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's scary as fuck. I wonder what the weirdest accidents happen in one of those planes. Like if they, like if a has a whale popped up at the last minute and just knocked that thing into the water. You know what I mean?
That would be really, really bad timing.
Do you?
That'd be hard to orchestrate.
I forget. What do you do when you're in?
Sorry, Anderson.
What do you do? I was just going to say the thing that's probably going to irritate him the most is we started talking over his recording. We should end with one of his recordings and talk over it the entire time.
Okay, he shouldn't send us a recording where he talks about 1695, 1795, 1895, 20, yeah. 2195, 2295.
Exactly.
Like stalling for time.
I think I don't understand why that would be because I've had friends that vacationed in Maine and they said lobster's everywhere and it's very inexpensive.
Yeah.
I mean, not lobster. Lobster.
Yeah, I would assume lobster.
Yeah.
And kangaroo.
So
great kangaroo prices in Maine.
How is that even possible that you go to... You know what? I think it's a tourist scam.
For sure.
I'm sure there's a local place where it's like 8 pounds of king crab legs, $4.
For free. They're like, they'll pay you to take it off their hands.
You just don't want to throw it away. Just come and have it. And then there's two or three key restaurants where they're like, here comes the boat, people. $26 for one crab leg. And they're just cackling in the corner.
Yeah, for sure.
Into their beards.
Yeah, it's definitely bullshit. If he just walked like 2 blocks north, I bet he would have found.
Yeah, or you could probably walk down.
Jim's Discount Crabs.
Jim's, of course. Alaska kind of scares me a little bit. I've had several comic friends that have gone up there to perform, and they said
never came back.
They all have the same exact story about how it's the shows are packed.
Yeah,
they're very specific what they laugh at.
Yep,
and it's 80% dudes.
Yeah, well, because it's like all the industry up there. It's either fishing or the oil stuff, whether it's in the oil sands or if it's off the coast.
It also seems like you would be of a particular mindset if you're the kind of person that would live up there. And the people that go up there for jobs, there's going to be a criminal element that couldn't get jobs down here, and they're willing to go to Alaska to make a bunch of money. Because I've seen how those guys spend their money.
It's one of the last like Wild West places.
True. Well, Montana... But
even Montana is still like, Montana's Wild West in terms of there's just not a lot of people. I mean, Alaska, obviously there's still like not a lot of people for how much land there is.
Yeah.
But Alaska, it just seems like the whole culture seems Wild West as opposed to Montana. Montana's Wild West in terms of like horses and cowboys, but Alaska's Wild West in terms of like anything goes. I'll trade you my toe for your necklace. Yeah.
You can't shoot me. That's illegal.
Right.
That doesn't fly in Alaska.
No, I don't think so. That doesn't fly most times you're about to shoot someone.
Yeah, but it seems like in Alaska, the investigation would take a lot longer, and people are getting a little too quick on the draw. I don't know why I think that. I just
quick on the draw. Was that a jumping to conclusions joke, or was an actual comment about guns?
No, I
mean
like if you're going to kill someone and you live in Alaska and you're ready to shoot somebody, you're not taking
into
account. They're
legit quick on the draw.
That LAPD is not going to be here in 5 minutes because no one's going to be there in 5 minutes.
Some Mountie riding a Kodiak.
I wonder
how cool would police be if they rode bears.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No
running
one
from a cop.
Crime would be 0% if fucking Officer Jim rolls up on a fucking
on a bear.
Kodiak fucking grizzly.
All you do is show up to a domestic violence, just you knock on the door and just stand there with your bear and go, is there a problem?
You don't even knock on the door. They just see claws come through the door.
And the guy will be like, there's no problem here, sir. And then you'll be like, if we get another call, I'm coming back with the bear.
Yeah.
And he's pissed. He doesn't want to come back.
Yeah, instead of canine cops, they just have like a armored truck, and in the back is a bear that they just let loose on you. Dude.
This is a goddamn good
idea. This
is
the kind of forward thinking that if we hadn't done this podcast...
You know what? Maybe Trump will
do
this.
We could run for president.
Maybe Trump will do this.
Yeah. What do you think about... Did you hear that story about how he was his own spokesman. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems like something we would do, by the way. Like, we would call an improv and be like, I've got these guys.
I honestly
believe. You've got to have them come out.
I honestly believe this campaign is so out of line and so ludicrous that it doesn't matter now.
I know.
And I think it's steamrolled into something. And I think we look at it. I think a lot of people look at it from a logical perspective and go, this is insanity. And I sort of agree with that.
Yeah.
And then I go, you know what? Maybe it's a reflection of the country then. Because we on this coast and people on the other coast are a lot of liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to go like, well, Steve, you know, Steven Spielberg and George Clooney say this is going to happen. And
right.
This can't work. And I see all my political friends on Facebook.
Is that who you get your political news? George Clooney and Steven Spielberg?
I'm talking about like the celebrities super hardcore Democrat. Sure. And then you go, maybe everybody, you know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but people are just accepting of this now. People are accepting of...
It's just a train wreck, and people can't look away from it.
It's a train wreck, but it's a train wreck that's probably going to end up in a President Trump.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but would you have ever thought we're going to get this far?
No. Well, yeah. Actually, sort of.
I would have never thought it. I would have thought that first debate when he was calling people idiots, I'm like, oh, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
You just called that guy an idiot. Like, that's not done.
I mean, it is about time for this country to be led by someone that hosted Celebrity Apprentice.
It is about time. Yeah.
It's about time.
I was sort of hoping that maybe Jon Stewart would get a shot. Or, you know.
All right, yeah. Let's check on Anderson's before we get too much into President Trump. Because once he is president, we don't want him listening to this episode and sending the Trump police on bears to us.
The bear idea is goddamn...
It is a good idea.
Just imagine there's nobody. Okay, you know, drug dealers and people that kind of have like people that are worried about their safety. Usually it's like gangbangers and drug dealers.
Yeah.
I know other people do too, but they always go, I'm getting a pit bull, like protection.
Right.
And plus it's a good way to show that I have a tiny dick of a mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a badass walking down the street with my pit bull, even though I'm already scary because I have a shaved head and I look like, you know what I'm saying.
It's the guy who asked me if I was fucked up in my car.
Yeah, yeah. The pit bull mentality would just be fucking trumped, no pun intended, by the dude on a bear.
Well, they always say like that the death penalty is pointless because it doesn't deter people.
Yeah.
The fucking bear penalty. The bear penalty would fucking deter people.
Knowing that if I'm breaking the law, there's a guy going to come to my door scratching on it, riding a bear.
And the bear isn't saved for like capital crimes. Like anything above like misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Bear visit. Yeah.
The cop on a bear cruising down the boardwalk. That's the safest beach you've ever been to. When you hear the clumpity clump of a bear chasing you down because you're drinking in public or you're smoking pot where you're not supposed to be, you're just not going to take that chance.
Going sober, baby.
You're not going to take that chance.
A side note, there's a guy who pitchers for the Florida Marlins. His last name is Barracloch. Looks like Barraclaw.
Oh, man.
It's Bearclaw. It's an old Scottish spelling of Bearclaw.
Wow.
So, like, Keith Bearclaw is coming to the game.
I don't
Pretty
like the
sweet.
Keith part, but...
Well, I don't. That must have been a little subliminal. His name is definitely not Keith. Okay, let's check in. Let's see if Anderson survived his airplane ride.
Yeah, I'm hoping this time's out properly. I'm checking in the third time. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that was nice.
Back deck of the ship. We're about to leave. We're actually moving right now from Skagway, Fort Skagway in Alaska, and this is guy, and he has a fucking drone, and it's like the real deal drone, like the one that you and I are going to get, maybe, Mike? Oh, it's perfect. He's lifting off right now from the back of the ship. It's like it's a big, big drone, and he's going up high, and I'm waiting for security to come and flip the fuck out. So he just, as soon as I called, actually, while I was on the phone, he lifts it off. He's up high now, and he's there's a bunch of children, lots of them, mostly Asian, wondering about, this could go very south.
I don't know if we needed that note.
Even though I'm really north right now, this is very north. This is the northest I've ever been, probably the northest I'll ever be. Well,
northest.
The thing is up in the air, and it's out of sight, actually. I'm kind of hoping that it just disappears. So now it's up probably about 200 feet. Some interested fathers are over, like, asking any questions about it. This is exceptionally illegal, I'd have
interested
to think.
Interested fathers
in
Alaska,
even up here in the last frontier. Let me just say this, a positive note about Alaska. It is as majestic as you would imagine. Like, all the pictures don't do it justice. It's fucking unbelievable. Like, I'm looking at the peak right now, covered in snow. It's probably 8,000 feet in the air. And there's, like, Glacier Bay that are, right before. Actually, Glacier Bay is a different thing that we're going to tomorrow. But, holy shit, the drone is now 300 feet in the air.
How much was the drone? $29.99?
Kind of excited about it.
$29.99.
Anyway. But if you ever come to Alaska, if you come to Skagway, I highly recommend you go on the White Summit Pass, which everyone says you got to do, but you really got to do it. It's a train, and it goes deep into the frontier land where all the dumb fucks back in the 1800s, late 1800s, went looking for gold and killed their horses and were really, really awful to their pack animals. But the train ride is fantastic. Now, I'm looking, and no security anywhere. If you want to fly a drone off the back of a ship, I suggest you try Holland America. And now there's a large group of people. I will take a picture of this guy with a large group of adults overlooking his...
He just did an ad for the ship.
Wow, the thing's up at least 250, maybe 300 feet. That's moving about. Oh, I hope this thing plummets. All right, bye.
That's why would he say that knowing that him and I are going to buy drones? I hope this thing plummets. You know what? You know what the scariest thing about that is? I could see myself launching a drone off a ship and immediately being like, "Oh fuck! How am I going to land this?"
Yeah. Landing on a moving target.
Yeah, it's like being an aircraft carrier pilot.
Plus, the bear police might show up real quick.
I'm obsessed with this bear idea now because I think we can utilize. I've always thought we could utilize animals for more than just zoos.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Honest to God, snakes. Guy barricades himself in the house, won't come out. Just start dumping snakes down the chimney.
Right.
You're not coming out? All right, here comes a bunch of cobras.
He'd yeah, be like, I mean, but then what if the cobras get away? And then like they bite a kid next
snipers.
Door.
Snipers. We got snipers outside.
Snipers watching just the snakes. the snipers aren't for the guy barricaded inside. Oh, barricaded.
Okay, picture this.
You send in the bears.
You want a deterrent for yeah. people to take hostages and barricade themselves in
yeah,
places?
I do.
Some guy barricades himself. Let's mm-hmm. say someone barricades himself in a house around the corner from you. The police come and set up a retaining wall around the house.
Okay.
Then start flooding the house with poisonous animals.
And then they just find out that I haven't come to the door because I'm like passed out.
They don't even try to communicate with the guy. And that's
this sounds really expensive.
A deterrent.
This is a lot more expensive than just knocking in the door.
I got it. This is a one-time investment.
Okay.
It's a giant glass dome that comes via one of those double-bladed military choppers.
Yeah.
And they just
place it. That's like missing the middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
They just set it over your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you one last chance. You got to come out now, buddy, because right. here comes the dome. You don't. They can either pump some kind of...
So it's coming down like you're putting it over your food?
Like a cone of silence.
Yeah.
Like you're in a restaurant. They cover your entire house.
Yeah.
And then, depending on your offense, mm-hmm. if you just won't come out, they just pump in...
Spiders.
Like, something to make you go to sleep. Otherwise,
oh, okay.
it can be slow and torturous.
I think spiders would be the worst thing to send in, and they're super cheap.
Billions of spiders.
Billions of spiders.
And then when
and
we're
they
done,
don't have to be poisonous ones. It's just like imagine a million fucking daddy long legs in here.
Yeah, here
it'd be
comes.
Awful.
We're gonna pump in a million daddy long legs, about 700 tarantulas, and about 10,000 varied species. And you'd be like, huh? And then when we're done, we vacuum all the spiders back out, nice and clean. We leave a couple around.
That was a pretty good vacuum noise.
Yeah, it's not too
right?
bad. Not too bad.
I can't do the spider noise good either.
There is no noise. Oh, my God. We'll wrap it up in a minute, but I just want to get this out of the way. I have a friend, Peter Banachowski. He's a comedian, and he's from the Midwest somewhere. Doesn't matter where, but mm-hmm. one of his jobs he had when he was
a
young man. One of the first. The reason I pointed out the Midwest is because things are done differently out there, apparently, because it's stuff I couldn't do. I'd be like, I cannot do this physically.
Right.
But he would get hired with his friends when he was 15, 16 years old to kill groundhogs. And so they would wait by the hole and they would lure it out with food and would come out and they'd baseball bat it in the head.
Oh, my God.
So that's one of the jobs he had. And he said it was just common practice because farmers, the groundhogs were eating the crops and they would kill them.
Did it help his baseball game?
I think it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. His
went semi-pro?
Went up a little bit. But I could see that leading to...
His swing is really low. Yeah. He really hits those ones just like right above the plate.
Perfect, yeah. And balls that are giant with fur and eyes, he's really good at. So the weirdest job he ever had was he got hired to clean the bats out of the attic of a church. That had been infested with
the bats that he'd been hitting the
hundreds
the gophers with.
Yeah, aluminum bats lined up in a rack.
Stupid.
I think your wife's home, or else we're about to get robbed.
No, she.
Hi, Lauren.
Lauren's at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
thanks
the beach.
For coming to the beach. Home, the beach. I meant home spiritually, of course.
Right, right.
That's the smallest thing of baby diapers I've ever seen.
No, it's not diapers. No. It's a musical toy.
So the second job he had in this town wherever he lived was to get these bats out of an attic of a church, mm-hmm. a belfry, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
$10 and the way they did it was with wet vax.
What?
They went up there with
did wet... Did we talk about this before?
Maybe. And they just sucked the bats out into the vacuum, a giant canister, and they would take them outside and release them. And he said they did it for a couple days, and the problem was almost all of them lived. And he said the sound they made when they went got sucked into the vacuum was horrible. And then he said the problem was they didn't think about it. They let them all out, and they all went right back to the attic. 100% went right back to the attic.
So then they went back in with their baseball bats.
And
then those dudes hit like 500 the next season. They get into just a moving slider.
I know that would fall into the animal cruelty column if you're making a column of things to do. But that would be good batting practice.
I have to imagine. And the level of puns involved in it
absolutely.
Are like so insane.
Bat on bat crime.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But can you imagine trying to hit a bat with a bat?
I can imagine it. It's the impact that would be trouble.
Oh,
it would
of course.
Be troubling.
There'd be splatter.
It would be fun. Like it's like when you're trying to hit a fly with a fly swatter, and then you finally get it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that was super gross.
Yeah.
And it's all smooshed against your wall.
Ah, I don't like this at all.
No, I don't like it at all.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up. So there's a couple voicemails we won't get to. We will actually let Anderson tell those stories on the program. Hopefully they won't involve the price of crab.
Yeah.
Or at least they won't go in depth into like crab leg futures and crab leg cartel.
What sucks is I'm sort of intrigued by that story, but I'm too lazy to even look it up and find out why crab is expensive in Alaska. I so hope that it's a scam being pulled on tourists.
As soon as we publish this, we're going to get tweets. And if you live in Alaska, please email us about the... Maybe the crab cartel is real. Maybe Anderson is onto something.
I hope so.
Just don't list all the possible... prices that each pound could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that was weird that he did that. I've never heard him do that before. You buy crab here, it's $16.95, $17.95, $21.95, $24.95, $26.95. Okay.
It was like auctioning off or something. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming out to the beach, Mike.
Thanks
this was
for
delightful.
Inviting me down to the beach.
The chances of finding this bottle with these voicemails in it was just slim.
You know what?
But you know, that's great. What happens with the after disaster. Everything ends up panning out in the end. Hopefully we can ruin the crabs from my son's butt.
And thank you guys for listening, and thank you for supporting us via Patreon, because it helps.
Whether you're buying shirts, or buying the Gumroad videos, or all the number of ways to support us, it is greatly appreciated. Reminder to follow us on Twitter, at AfterDisaster, on Facebook, AfterDisaster. You can email us at theafterdisaster@gmail.com.
Yep.
That's it, right?
Feel free to contact us.
Yeah, leave us a message. Let's see. I'll give out the new phone number real quick. It's kind of confusing that we have two voicemail numbers, but we'll get that sorted out. Or maybe we won't. It's the After Disaster after all. 424-282-5155. 424-282-5155. It's worth calling just because you never know when I'll answer. Because I might just...
Really?
I might just answer. I might just... I can text you.
I'm going to get one of those numbers, too.
So, yeah, it's way better than just giving out your number and then canceling that phone line.
That's
like
what
you used to do.
That's what I've been planning on doing. That's what I've been planning on doing for the last 6 months to a year, and I didn't do it because I just transferred my new number over.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I guess we should have played the song. We'll just add it in post underneath.
Nah,
that.
Let's just not do it. Let's just wrap it up and get out of here.
Okay. Bye.